Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim with this year in review of sports. 2010 opened with the Iowa Hawkeyes winning their first ever BCS bowl game. Using a smothering defense, the Hawkeyes topped Georgia Tech 24-14 to win the Orange Bowl on a chilly night in Miami.
Wager hops through a hole to the left side. He's loose. He may go to the end zone. 10, 5, goal line. Touchdown, Iowa. Orange Bowl Hawkeyes.
Gary Dolphin with the call on the Hawkeye Network as freshman running back Brandon Wager put the game away. It would be his final touchdown, though, for the Hawkeyes as the Sioux City native left the squad during preseason workouts, citing personal reasons. It would be a disappointing season for the Hawks, who opened in the top 10 but dropped the final three games to finish 7-5.
And I told our players this back in January, reemphasized it in the spring, and certainly went through it again in August. And as the season goes on, you remind them you can't control what other people's expectations are. Those are external thoughts. And yeah, the experts aren't always right.
The Hawkeyes are closing out the year in Phoenix, where they will play Missouri in the Insight Bowl on December 28th. This is the Year in Review in Sports. It's become a regular occurrence that the UNI men's basketball team plays in the NCAA tournament. But last March, the Panthers became the talk of the nation when they stunned top-ranked Kansas in the second round. Senior guard Ali Farokmanesh drained a gutsy three-pointer in the waning seconds, and days later was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
It's been fun. I mean, I've been contacted by a lot of friends that I haven't heard from in a long time, but mainly it's been a great experience so far. I mean, we're just embracing the whole what's going on right now.
The run would end in the Sweet 16 with a loss to Michigan State. The mayor returned to Ames. Fred Hoiberg was named the new basketball coach at Iowa State just days after Greg McDermott left to take over at Creighton.
I'm excited, guys. I can't even explain to you how excited I am. There's going to be nights in the next year where we might not be making shots as a team, but I promise you one thing. We're going to defend. We're going to play hard. And we're going to give you something proud to cheer about on a nightly basis.
And it's worked so far. The Cyclones are off to an 11-2 start. After 3 years of empty seats and low-scoring games, Todd Licklider was out at Iowa.
This morning I had a meeting with Todd Licklider, and I announced to him that he would no longer be our head men's basketball coach.
So Iowa AD Gary Barta looked east, and Fran McCaffrey left Siena to try and turn the Hawkeye program around.
I can promise you this. We're going to compete. We're going to play the game the right way. I'm going to coach with passion, but our players are going to have fun. They're going to enjoy what they do on the floor. And this place is going to be rocking again. And I just can't be more thankful for this opportunity, and I'm proud to be a Hawkeye.
Iowa finished its non-conference slate with a record of 7-5 and now looks ahead to a tough Big Ten conference schedule. And the Iowa wrestling team won a third consecutive NCAA championship, crowned three individual champions, and went undefeated in duels for the second straight season. This is the Year in Review in Sports.